Wednesday. Paul's Guide to Living and Loving Well. Romans chapter 12 is a summary of Paul's advice for a new Christian life. He starts this chapter with the following: "Beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." There was no more use killing lambs, goats, and so on, bringing it to the temple. The sacrifice had been brought by Jesus. He is the lamb that carries the sins of the world. It's no need more. No need anymore sacrificing animals. Jesus has made an everlasting, perfect sacrifice. And now Paul takes this picture, saying, present your bodies a living sacrifice for the Lord. How does this work? Next verse. Be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Be transformed. In Greek, there's the word which became a word in biology, metamorphose, which means the life of a caterpillar. After some time, it stops its gnawing, eating green leaves and so on, crawling around, stopping, and there is a time of rest, and you think it is dead, this caterpillar. But after some time, boom, what comes out of this time of rest? A butterfly. This is real, really a transformation. A total transformation. A caterpillar and a butterfly. Imagine the contrast. Crawling, eating green leaves. Here, flying, drinking of the blossoms of the plants. Totally different, isn't it? So this word, which shows the transformation from being a caterpillar and then flying as a butterfly, this transformation, this word is used here. Be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. Your thinking must become new. New aims. What you liked before your conversion, forget it. Now you have new aims. Working for the Lord. What traces will you leave for Him in this world? What are you going to do for Him? And then in this chapter 12, we read practical advice for Christendom. For example, verse 16. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high set things, but condescend to men of lower state. Be not wise in your own conceit. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lies in you, live peaceably with all men. With all men, Paul is saying. With all men. Then you will have peace if you live peaceably.